What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. And it is Wednesday, September 12th. I misread that. I'm trying to adjust audio levels at the same time I'm doing this opening announcement. Anyway, it's Wednesday. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. So let's get the weather news out of the way, because that is really dominating the news cycle right now. Earlier today, I saw a photo from space of the Atlantic, and there are four major storms there. Florence, of course, is aimed right at the Carolinas and Virginia. Helene is aimed into the Caribbean. The other two, fortunately, are going to just drift northward over the Atlantic and not be a trouble to much of anybody except the shipping lanes here. Florence has weakened to a Category 3. Which is a little bit of good news. I know a lot of people were worried about these 12 nuclear power plants that are in the path of the storm. But according to FEMA, they can withstand a Cat 4. And Florence is now down to a Cat 3, which doesn't mean people should relax. This hurricane is being billed, if you will, as the worst disaster since Katrina. And hopefully FEMA is going to react to this one a little bit better than they did to Katrina, which... I think the absence of response and the lack of preparedness was as big a disaster as the storm itself. Out here in Hawaii, Olivier stalled, was supposed to be right over us right about now, and we're under the leading edge of the storm, but the center of the storm is still just slightly east of Maui. It's slowed way, way down, and my calculations are that it will be here about dinner time. So as you can see, we've got electricity, we've got our internet, we've got our show. We're live and ready to go here. Okay, getting into the news here. First of all, I wanted to wish a happy birthday to Leonard Peltier. And I would like to think that Trump would issue him a pardon after all these years of injustice. And if you don't know who Leonard Peltier is, you can do a web search about it. And there's a wonderful documentary out there called Incident at Oglala. It's actually narrated by Robert Redford. I think the Sundance Institute helped finance it. And it's about this incident at the Oglala Reservation in which some FBI agents were killed and Leonard Peltier got framed for it and thrown in prison. And everybody who's looked at the case is saying, yes, it was an obvious frame-up. The FBI wanted to save face. They needed to have somebody that they could blame the killing on because they couldn't find anybody else. So Peltier got railroaded into jail. There's a Val Kilmer movie called Thunderheart, which is loosely based on the same case. And it's the only Val Kilmer movie I really, really liked. So Leonard Peltier, happy birthday. We hope that your next birthday sees you as a free man. Getting into the news here, yesterday, of course, as you remember, was the anniversary of 9/11. And we're still seeing a lot of material coming out on the independent media and the internet about 9/11. There was this interesting little article that came out of Aletho News, Who's Still Afraid of 9/11 Conspiracy Theories? And it basically goes on in saying it would take a small book to document the Israeli connection to 9/11. And they make a mention of Justin Raimondo's book, The Terror Enigma. But you had the five dancing Israelis who were seen celebrating and videoing as the Twin Towers were struck. And then you had the fact these dancing Israelis worked for Urban Moving Systems, which was later determined to be a Mossad front by the FBI. And despite failing numerous polygraph tests, the young men were sent back to Israel 2 months later. Back home, several of them appeared on a TV chat show where one of them said, our purpose was to document the event. Then we have the story of Adigo, an Israeli-owned instant messaging service which received a warning of the coming attack on the World Trade Center. Their office in New York was just a few blocks away. They received a warning before the aircraft involved in the attacks had even left the runway. And yesterday we mentioned how Zim Shipping Company, which is part owned by the Israeli government, broke their lease, paid a huge financial penalty to move their headquarters from the 16th floor of the World Trade Center over across to, well, this article says Norfolk, Virginia. I thought it was New Jersey. This was just 1 week before 9/11, and they paid a $50,000 fine for breaking their lease. And by the way, none of these facts are ever mentioned in the 9/11 Commission's 567-page report. So, Paul Craig Roberts is out with an article. The costs of 9/11 continue to mount, and basically starts out saying there are large numbers of experts have established conclusively the official government accounts of the event are false. And every year, fewer people believe the unbelievable theory that a handful of Saudi Arabians outwitted the entirety of the U.S. national security state and attacked with hijacked airliners, the World Trade Center, and the Pentagon. Nevertheless, the official story still stands. It will always stand. Just like the official story of Kennedy's assassination still stands, even though the majority of Americans no longer believe it. Just like the official story of Saddam's nuclear weapons still stands. Just like the story of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty just being an innocent mistake still stands, despite the evidence to the contrary. The U.S. government never corrects its proven lies. It can never admit that it's lied to the American people. Or the American people start looking at everything they've ever been told by the government and say, you know, I think maybe that's not true. Like torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, Pearl Harbor being a surprise, the Lusitania not smuggling weapons to Great Britain, so forth and so on. But Paul Craig Roberts are saying people all over the world are amazed that Americans could witness the videos of these buildings coming down into their own footprint and still believe the official government lies, although only a minority of Americans still do. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, James Fetzer was out there saying that basically 9/11 was intended to be the new Pearl Harbor to instill fear into the American people in order to get them to go along with the war agenda crafted by the Project for the New American Century. And for a short time, it worked. When the U.S. went into Afghanistan, the American people were out there saying, oh, yeah, we got to do that. They did 9/11. But as more and more wars have been started, and as the U.S. government keeps changing, who was responsible for 9/11? The American people have caught on to this. They have caught on to this. And most Americans are now realizing the U.S. started out blaming al-Qaeda for 9/11, and here we are 17 years later, and the U.S. is working with and protecting al-Qaeda. There's a head-scratcher. Now, the first war that was started after 9/11 was Afghanistan. We're still stuck in there. American troops are still fighting and dying. Civilian casualties are at record high, and the Taliban now controls more territory than they have since 2001. But the U.S. has access to all of that oil and, of course, the opium. All those poppies blooming in those fields guarded by coalition troops. That's what Afghanistan was really all about. 500,000 people slaughtered, $4 trillion wasted since 9/11, and al-Qaeda seems to be stronger than it ever was. Something is not right here. Okay, over at the United Nations, Miss Nikki, and I'm going to call her Miss Nikki from now on in the spirit of Miss Cleo. Remember Miss Cleo? Fortune teller would advertise on TV, call on in and I'll tell you your future. And last week, of course, everybody was making fun of Nikki Haley for saying that she absolutely knew that if there was a chemical attack in Syria, it would be Assad. And so everybody's calling her a psychic and a clairvoyant and a seeress. So I'm going to call her Miss Nikki from now on. So Miss Nikki is out there warning Russia and Iran of dire consequences if they continue air assaults on the last rebel-held area in Syria. How dare you attack those terrorists? And Russia's ambassador to the United Nations has ramped up the war rhetoric and responded to Haley's threat with the denial that Syria has any chemical weapons because they surrendered them all. Now, Russia has asked the United States, okay, show us where Syria's chemical weapons are located. The U.S. is, to put it mildly, reluctant to do so. Now, remember, in between these intermittent claims that Assad is gassing his own people, the U.S. claimed to be in Syria to get rid of ISIS and al-Qaeda, and now Syria and Russia are actually doing it, and the U.S. is standing there saying, don't you do that. Don't you go after ISIS and al-Qaeda. It'll be a humanitarian disaster. And, of course, the United States government was not all that concerned about the humanitarian disaster when they bombed Raqqa into rubble. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now. Steve Elkins, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I don't know if there's any researchers listening to your show today, but I'd like to know if we could find out who the agents were and all the people that signed off on releasing the dancing Israelis. I would like to know more about that. Who were the people behind the scenes there that allowed them to go back to Israel? Because clearly they were there to film the event, so they had prior knowledge. And again, once again, the classifying of that video footage for what reasons? If it says exactly what they say happened, then there's nothing wrong with showing the video and classifying it tells me that there's a cover up here. But I would like to know the individuals that were behind the sign off to say let him go. There's got to be a trail there somewhere. Hopefully somebody can have, maybe Fetzer's listening to the program right now, somebody should be able to locate who signed off on allowing these people to escape, go back to Israel.
I would be very surprised if there's a paper trail on there, but I suspect the only reason to classify that video shot by the dancing Israelis is that it records the first impact of the plane into the World Trade Towers, which would make it very obvious they knew in advance it was going to happen. And remember, when the police arrested these dancing Israelis, and two of them did turn out to be Mossad agents, they right. brought out the bomb squad dogs, and the dogs alerted to the van. Then they failed all these polygraph tests, and yet, somebody somewhere said, get them out of here, get him back to Israel, and that's what happened. And I would imagine that order came from very, very high up. Remember that Carl Cameron four-part story on the Israeli spy ring included a U.S. government official admitting there were links between those arrested Israelis and 9/11, but those links were classified by the U.S. government. So it was all a big hush-up. It's all a big cover-up.
Yeah, that bothers me. I started thinking about that. Went back, listened to your show again last night, and I started thinking, who signed off on that? You're probably right. They probably erased the trail, but I would like, if it still exists, I would like to know who they are. Really would.
I would too. I would too.
It's
one
me,
of the
Mike.
Many
thanks
minor details.
Got it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open here. Okay. The United States is setting up more military bases in Hasaka in northeastern Syria. This is coming out of the Arabic language Al-Manar news website, saying the U.S.-led coalition has resumed building two more military bases in the village of Jamaya, east of the town of Kamishla, as well as areas west of the town. And again, the United States does not have the permission of Syria to be doing this. Syria has not given them permission to be there. The Syrian government has not invited them to be inside Syria. There is no UN Security Council resolution authorizing the United States to be in Syria. Congress has not issued a declaration of war against Syria. This is illegal from beginning to end. And if they're setting up more of these bases, it's sending the signal that it doesn't matter what happens. The U.S. refuses to give up. They still want to take over Syria. They want to kick out Russia and Iran. They want to kick out Assad and create yet another puppet state for the U.S. empire, no matter how much of other people's money and other people's lives it's going to take. So tensions are rising in the area, though, over a potential conflict directly between U.S. and Russian forces. And over at Fort Russ, they're reporting that Trump is considering the possibility of attacking positions of Russian and Iranian forces in the event of an attack by the Syrian army against the terrorists in Idlib. And the Russian Air Force says they will support the Syrian troops. If the Western coalition attacks the Syrian troops in Idlib, the Russian Air Force will protect them. So this is getting very, very real. And of course, Russia is still insisting that the U.S. is preparing for a false flag chemical attack that will then justify a renewed escalation of the Syrian war. My guess is probably the U.S. is going to wait until Hurricane Florence is out of the news cycle, because obviously everybody's paying attention to that. And the U.S. wants a clear media field, if you will, to launch this propaganda. So that may be why it hasn't happened just yet here. Story coming out of Fars News, the White Helmets organization is planning to transfer chemicals to new locations in Syria's Hama. And this is coming out of Arabic language Al-Mayadeen TV, quoted a well-informed source in Jizr al-Shughur as disclosing the White Helmets are planning to transfer a large volume of poisonous materials to Kala al-Mazig and Kafr Nabuda in northern Hama as requested by their foreign backers. And the article went on to say the terrorists and the White Helmets are planning to make a 10-minute video of a fake chemical attack to send two copies of the videos to the United Nations, adding that a meeting that was supposed to be held over the release of the video has been postponed. So this is going to be a big media production. It's not going to be like the last one where the White Helmets just grabbed a bunch of kids who had dust in their eyes from an explosion, took them to the hospital and improvised. This is a big, big production. There's going to be real dead bodies. There have been reports the White Helmets have been kidnapping the families of jihadis who have accepted Assad's amnesty and they've gone over to the other side. And for some reason, their families got left behind. They have now been taken captive, and it is expected they will be used to provide ample dead bodies for this next big production. They're going to make this one so horrible and horrific, they're going to rely on the emotionality of the video to overrule any skepticism. So just be ready for that. Now, remember a while back, there was this story that our diplomats in Cuba were being attacked with a mysterious sonic weapon that left some of our diplomats with permanent brain damage and hearing loss. And the State Department is inching closer to a conclusion as to who was to blame. And it's Putin. That's it. They're going to blame Putin. This is Putin again. He wasn't satisfied with the Skripals. Now he's going after our diplomats. And don't forget, supposedly this happened out in China as well. So the State Department believes Russia is the prime suspect in a series of these mysterious attacks using concentrated sound waves or microwaves. The U.S. still isn't certain of the exact nature of the attacks, but by golly, they know who did it. If at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. Meanwhile, battleforworld.com has an interesting article quoting a Russian diplomat, their representative to the UN, Vasily Nebenzia, is saying that the West is seeking to topple Russia's government using the Sergei Skripal show. Well, they're certainly pounding on that case as hard as they can, but I don't think they're getting the traction with it. And it really comes down to a simple fact. The people of the United States and the people of Great Britain and the people of the world know they have been lied to time after time after time after time. They're skeptical. They're not trusting the government or the corporate media, and that's why the propaganda isn't working. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Oh, yeah. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And yes, once again, we're out here begging you for your assistance to stay on the air, to stay on the internet, to keep up the fight against the liars who are dragging this entire planet into a global war. And if we're forced to shut down, if our equipment breaks down and we can't replace it, the bad guys win. And so ultimately, it is really up to you. Republic Broadcasting needs your help. WhatReallyHappened.com really needs your help, especially this month. So to help Republic Broadcasting, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. And, of course, donations to WhatReallyHappened.com can be made at the webpage. And this month is really, really tight. So we do need your help. We absolutely do need your help. And it is appreciated. It is greatly, every little tiny bit is greatly appreciated. Okay, getting on back to the news. The United States is now threatening Iran over the attack on the U.S. consulate in Basra, Iraq. That is how absurd the anti-Iran propaganda is getting. There are riots in Basra over a lack of basic living necessities, clean drinking water, electricity, and so forth. But that's in Iraq. And the U.S. consulate there came under attack, actually also up in Baghdad in the Green Zone. And the U.S. turns around and says, well, Iran is responsible. We know Iran is behind all of this, and we're going to hold Tehran accountable if there's any more violence against the U.S. consulate in other countries, which is a little ridiculous, I think. Story coming out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain, and I think this comes under the category of whom the gods would destroy, they first make mad. Apparently, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has, at least tongue-in-cheek, rebranded his agency the Department of Swagger on Instagram, and he put his own picture into a mock-up department seal. And it's basically an ego run wild. So Pompeo is getting ready to use Instagram to post images of his globetrotting and shuttle diplomacy. He's acting like he's on vacation as he goes around to these other countries and threatens them with war. All right. Story coming out of the Gray Zone Project. This is by Max Blumenthal. Apparently, the U.S. government is now meddling down in Nicaragua. And they're actually out there boasting that they're laying the groundwork for insurrection. It's like the United States can't seem to keep its hands off of Nicaragua. They've been messing around in there, going all the way back to the 1980s between the Contras and the Sandinistas. And while the media is portraying the current violent protest movement as a progressive grassroots upswell, the country's own student leaders are saying, no, this is something else. They were taken to Washington, D.C. on the dime of the U.S. government-funded right-wing advocacy group Freedom House, and they were basically taught how to agitate to bring down the government. And Freedom House has been caught up in a lot of these other covert overthrows of other countries. Freedom House is kind of like this school for dictators down in Georgia, where they'll recruit people from other countries, bringing them to this school of the Americas, where they're literally taught how to overthrow their government, take control, and maintain control, including the use of torture and secret police and so forth and so on. Now, the White House has announced that talks are underway with North Korea over setting up a second summit meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. As is an attempt to put the stalled nuclear negotiations back on track. Well, the reason they're stalled is really very simple. North Korea has made several concessions. They've shut down their nuclear test site. They tore down that missile test stand. They returned the remains of soldiers who were killed at the beginning of the Korean War. They're allowing South Koreans to reunite with their family. Kim Jong-un and Moon Jae-in are talking about reopening the rail lines and bridges across the DMZ. Now Kim Jong-un is waiting for the United States to make a concession to either ease some of the sanctions or stop those military exercises, or more importantly, formally end the Korean War. And the United States hasn't done a single thing to demonstrate its good faith. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a phone call now from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I don't want to bring up 9/11 again because it was just... Mike, did you know there was another flight? Remember, like, they let Bin Laden and the intelligence, Saudi intelligence, leave on 9/11, George Bush and the Pentagon?
Yeah.
The Department of... You know there was an flight?
Yeah, even though all passenger flights were grounded, you know, to sort of maximize the shock effect across the country, the Bin Laden family was allowed to leave the United States to avoid any possible backlash and repercussions. Like I said, the Bin Ladens are very wealthy. They're into construction all over the Mideast. They get a lot of U.S. government contracts. And George Bush was business partners with Osama Bin Laden's older brother, Salim Bin Laden, in Arbusto Energy, which went bust, and then Salim bin Laden died in a small plane crash, which tends to happen a lot around the Bushes and Clintons.
What doesn't go bust with the Bushes?
certainly the nation has.
But, Mike, there was also an LL flight out that day. Did you know that?
I was unaware of that.
And I forgot his name, Olmert. Like, he was a prime minister from 2006. To for a couple years, but the day before 9/11, he met at this front. It's called Wings. It's like a bikini shop. that were like in Florida, and there's a couple. It was like a front, but
yes,
yeah, Mike. Like it's the 9/11 thing. Just, I mean, it still irks me. Like I said, like I was home that morning, so you know, before I went to work in the later part of the day, and I saw that white van get pulled over. So there was definitely more than what they're ever going to tell us. You know, with the white van, the moving companies, you know. Remember, there was two white vans. You know?
Yeah, yes.
So it was most likely the same moving company, because remember when the FBI raided it, it was all cleared out? Right there, that tells you something. I'm like, I want to move on to what's going on with Syria, where I don't know if you talked about this yet with it's coming the next few days, because supposedly the filming is complete already for the attack, the big showcase with the actors and maybe not actors.
I think they're waiting for Florence to clear the news cycle, because they don't want to compete with that. They want a clear field where there's nothing else going on, and boom, there's been a chemical attack in Syria. Oh, the horror, the horror. We're off to war again.
But, Mike, Russia
it's off to war we go. Sorry, couldn't resist.
No, but, Mike, Russia has the Florence thing to do the ground operations, right? I mean, I don't know how much more bombing they're going to do. I just saw a video that they destroyed a whole bunch of grads. Gee, I wonder if they came from Ukraine, you know, those grads.
It's kind of hard to say. I mean, everybody's shipping weapons everywhere right now. I mean, apparently any controls regarding international arms smuggling seem to have just sort of gone away. You know, they're running the guns all over the place the same way they're running the drugs.
But I think, like, if they're going to do, like, a ground operation, it should be during Florence, because that will kind of be hard for the United States media and government while you have a major storm. It's going to knock the power out for that part of the East Coast for a while. You know, hopefully it won't come to New Jersey. But, like, you know, but this is the time to really do an operation of clearing out these terrorists. And, Mike, they say in 10,000. I think more than 10,000. I think there's, like, 50,000 there. I mean, they're just counting a certain group. There's more than one group there. You know, it's a lot of terrorists in one area. And they got booby traps and all this other, you know, I mean, it's going to be a nightmare.
Well, I can imagine that probably a lot of those terrorists that are now stuck in Idlib are finding their enthusiasm for the fight is declining rapidly, because they have to realize they're in a situation they can't win. They're basically trapped. They're up against, you know, major, you know, artillery, aviation assets, and I'm sure probably a lot of them are thinking very strongly about Assad's amnesty offer right about now.
They should, and they should, like, this, I mean, Erdogan, I know some people think, like, Erdogan and Rouhani and Putin was at the Astana, right? I think that was called?
Yes.
The peace talk. But, like, Erdogan's going to throw those group of jihadis over the cliff, because, like, to deal with Russia is more important with the, you know, with the Turkish stream and this. So those guys are going to be thrown off the edge. Erdogan's not going to do anything to save them at this point, you know, because there was these outposts Turkey had, and they're just been bypassed already, so supposedly. So, like, I don't think Erdogan's really going to come to the aid of these people. These people are expendable. So if the U.S. and Britain and France want to do something, you know, at their...
I think that's the reason, you know, we reported yesterday that a representative of the terrorists were threatening Turkey, saying that they had already dug a tunnel all the way into Haiti, and that if Erdogan sold out the terrorists in Idlib, that they would use that tunnel to carry out terrorist attacks on civilians and infrastructure inside Turkey. Personally, I think it's a bluff, and I'm pretty sure that Erdogan thinks it's a bluff. And if it's only one tunnel, if there is one tunnel, it's not going to take too long to locate it and bomb it into collapse.
You know why, Mike? Because the Turkish people support Erdogan. They supported him over that, yes, element of that military, you know, and they'll back him up. and the jihadis they won't, Mike. And, Mike, one more thing. I just want people to go look at Nikki Haley. Whenever she talks, you know she's full of garbage. She's a garbage person, and just she's not believable. Because whenever she says something, I mean, it's just unbelievable the way she talks. You know she's lying. I mean, it's just very obvious.
Well, it's not Nikki Haley. Remember, she is just the mouthpiece for the State Department at the United Nations. Think of her as one of those little Mattel dolls with a little ring in the back, and you pull it and you let it go, and the doll talks. That's what Nikki Haley's job is. And I imagine it can be very rough to have that job and be out there trying to convincingly sell something that you know in your soul is an absolute falsehood, but that's why she makes the big bucks. You know, people who are convincing liars get paid very well in this country. People who are telling you the truth, such as myself or John Stadmiller, we're not getting paid, you know, pennies. We don't even make minimum wage.
Well, just like Heather Nauer, you know, the State Department. That's why they go to Alcoholics Anonymous after, like, they leave. They're all, like,
yes.
They're all messed up because they lie for a living, just like Rachel Maddow, Sean Hannity. They're all there for making the money. They don't care if they lie to you or not because they don't know us. All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And I remember back when Vince Foster was murdered, the White House spokeswoman, Dee Dee Myers, after Foster's death, developed a real alcohol problem, which ended with a DUI, which in turn ended her job at the White House. All righty. Now, Sean Hannity is out there saying that Democrats could retake the House of Representatives. And he's saying the reason is the Democrats are energized and ready to impeach Donald Trump. And Democrat leaders are hinting, yeah, that's what they want. The other thing that they want, of course, is to control those House committees that are looking into the FBI and the Department of Justice and Hillary Clinton. They want to shut those investigations down. They'll steal this election if they have to. That's how scared they are. But Sean Hannity is saying raw emotion can be a powerful motivator in politics, better than economic performance. And Democrats are trying to tap into that angst, that anger. And the other advantage they have is that a lot of Republicans are not sure they trust the news about the economy. Because like everything else coming out of the government, it's a fake. It's a fraud. Now, Trump may be thinking that if he can get a major war going, that will boost support for himself and by extension the Republican Party. And it wouldn't be the first time somebody started a war timed to win an election. Now, the tradition throughout U.S. history has always been the American voters are reluctant to change a president or a Congress in the middle of a war. That's how it's worked in the past. In this case, with a war-weary American people, with 17 years of war, which has not brought any benefit to the ordinary American citizen or our country, that could backfire. A new major war in Syria, especially against the Russians, could actually sink the Republicans in November. And like I said, I don't understand why the GOP-controlled Congress and Trump have not pushed through a national voter ID law. Because we know that the Democrats are bringing in the illegal immigrants and they're getting them registered to vote, even though they're not supposed to. They're relying on that. Carter Page has hit out at the corrupt FBI and Department of Justice over the newly revealed Peter Strzok and Lisa Page texts, which appear to show coordinated leaks, a targeted smear campaign. And apparently these texts are showing Strzok and Page basically congratulating each other on planting leaks in national newspapers. Now, Carter Page was placed under surveillance for months after the Department of Justice and the FBI convinced the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court he was acting as a Russian agent using the now discredited Christopher Steele dossier. and ignoring the fact that the FBI knew the Russians had considered approaching Carter Page, but did not see him as suitable for recruitment. Apparently, the latest Gallup poll is showing that Americans, by and large, don't think Trump has done anything illegal with Russia. And apparently, 29% of respondents in this Gallup poll said they think Trump acted illegally. Now, mind you, after all these months and all this money that's been spent, Robert Mueller has not found any evidence of collusion, let alone anything that's actually illegal. Remember, there actually is no crime of collusion. Collusion is not illegal. It's just a buzzword that makes it sound like something bad is happening. They're colluding. They're colluding with each other. Oh, my goodness. They must be evil. They're colluding. But that's it. They haven't found any evidence of collusion. They have found zero evidence of anything illegal being done. Now, Judicial Watch is once again having to sue the Department of Justice for Freedom of Information Act materials. Judicial Watch goes through the process of filing a Freedom of Information Act request for what are public records. None of this stuff is classified. The Department of Justice will stall and refuse, and Judicial Watch has to go to court. And it's costing Judicial Watch a lot of money and a lot of time, and it's just part of how the Department of Justice is stonewalling, hoping that the Democrats will retake the House of Representatives this November and get them off the hook. So Judicial Watch is after all of the emails found on Anthony Weiner's laptop, which are known to include some of Hillary Clinton's State Department emails, because that laptop was once used by Huma Abedin, who was Hillary's aide during all of this. And apparently the New York police found something involving child crimes. We don't know what it is, but in the Justice Department report, or the FBI report that came out of Comey's office, and it's listing these various folders found on the laptop, one of them was listed, child crimes. Now, maybe it was just Anthony Weiner's collection of sexting images, or it may be something more. But none of it is classified information. And once you start blending personal records and official government records, you get into an area of how much of that should be made visible. Because government records, that work product, belongs to we the people. And unless it is justifiably classified, it is supposed to be made available in response to a Freedom of Information Act request. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the economic news. Apparently, half of U.S. firms in China are predicting acute pain as Donald Trump's trade war with China escalates. And the American Chambers of Commerce in Beijing and Shanghai found U.S. companies there expect to lose profits as high production costs and lower demand for products kick in. Apparently, three-quarters of the companies operating over there are expecting to be harmed, half of them significantly, by these new tariffs. So we'll see what's going to happen on that. Russia, Turkey, and Iran are speeding up their efforts to drop the U.S. dollar from trade. And this is, of course, in response to the U.S. sanctions. Remember, the sanctions can only be enforced if you're going through the U.S. dollar and U.S.-controlled financial transaction systems like SWIFT. If you're not using the dollar and you're going another route, the sanctions can't be enforced. So Russia, Turkey, and Iran are basically, they've been talking about eliminating the greenback, and now they're moving forward on that plan. Over in Russia, they have this investment fund, the Russian Direct Investment Fund, and the boss of it, Kirill Dmitriev, said Wednesday, the fund is intending to start using national currencies in all transactions with China. The dollar will not be involved starting in 2019. And they're going to start setting up deals conducted solely in their national currencies, which really, if you think about it, makes perfect sense. Now, back in the days of Bretton Woods, back at the end of World War II, when accounts were still being settled with either boxes of banknotes, if not actual silver and gold bullion, it made sense to have a single global acknowledged reserve currency. And that was the U.S. dollar. It had been the British pound prior to World War II, Roosevelt's price to Winston Churchill to bring the U.S. into the war against Germany was that Britain would give up that position in finance and allow the U.S. dollar to take over. But in today's world of instantaneous financial transaction and confirmation, a single global currency is an obsolete idea. And yet the entire U.S. economy is now dependent on restoring that. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof. Pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the economy. Iraq is now officially removing the U.S. dollar from their trade with Iran. And that may be at the heart of this effort by the United States to try and drive a wedge between Iraq and Iran. such as blaming Iran for the damage to the U.S. consulate in Iraq. But Iraq is saying they're officially removing the U.S. dollar in trade with Iran, and they have established a legal limit for passengers to carry along euros into the Islamic Republic. So what is the U.S. going to do? Invade Iraq yet again and say, you will use the dollar? Jim Rogers, in an interview in Russia Today, is saying the U.S. dollar is just a few years away from losing its global dominance. And if it hasn't all fallen apart before then, that's when it's really going to fall apart, because it is forcing other countries to use our U.S. dollar and charging them interest on it. It's really propping up our economic system. Okay, we're going to take a phone call from Milton in Pennsylvania. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I had a question. I don't know if it's possible, but you know, you're a scientist there. With the bunker busters that they use in law, when a hurricane starts developing, would there be any way to avoid that by bombing it or something?
No, you're talking about a huge, huge system that can be like 100 miles across. There have been talks about trying to use cloud seeding or other things to disrupt that flow. But it is really a reminder that the forces of nature still greatly outweigh those of humankind. Now, here in Hawaii, we've noticed that when these storms go across the southern part of the Big Island and all that heat coming up from the volcano, that you'll see some disruption in the cloud system. In fact, we even saw that with Olivia looking at the satellite images. But as far as a single bomb, unless you're willing to use a nuclear weapon, and you're still going to have, even if you disrupt the cyclonic flow, you're still going to have the rain and the wind. And I don't think it's within the technological capabilities of humankind to control these storms yet.
Okay. And then another weather-related question of lesser importance, but I always wondered in life, if a window is closed, the glass is closed, and lightning, can lightning come through and strike somebody?
It might not come through the glass. Basically, it's going to look for any kind of an ion channel. In fact, when I was a kid living in New Hampshire, this was in the day when telephone lines and power lines were still up on wooden poles. And I remember during one thunderstorm, my mother was on the phone and I was seated next to her, and lightning hit the pole. And I remember I was looking at our TV set at that exact moment, and this brilliant pattern of spider web lines went all over the front of the cathode ray tube, and we got both knocked on the floor. So, unless you've got lightning rods, which, by the way, we got the very next day. Lightning could come into a home unless it's properly shielded against it. If you've got aluminum siding and it's grounded, you're probably in good shape. Otherwise, lightning rods work really well. Did you know lightning rods are actually in the Bible? You know, putting spears on the top of your house to prevent lightning from hitting you?
I should read a little better, right?
Got to let you go. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.